This is the challenge, to write and record an album of 10 songs or 35 minutes in just 1 month. Can it be done? Welcome to the RPM show on Burst.
RPM.
Right. First meeting.
First
for
meeting.
For the RPM challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the RPM challenge is a challenge to write either 10 songs or I think 35 minutes of music, but I think we're going to go for the 10 songs option.
Hmm.
So 10 songs of music, an album, in the month of February, which started yesterday. So
yeah, we're 1 day in.
We're 1 day into the project.
What does RPM stand for, then?
RPM stands for Record Production Month.
Okay.
And they've chosen February. So it's a small kind of organization in America who set up this idea to sort of encourage musicians, artists, bands to, you know, get up and do something, because I think it's a good thing, because it can, you know, if you feel a lull,
yeah,
if you suddenly set a limit,
yeah, it just forces you to,
you just get on and do
something.
It, yeah,
because
yeah.
Sometimes you just don't bother, or like you don't feel creative, but if you have to do it,
creativity yeah. from adversity,
exactly.
Is the phrase.
Yeah,
it's like that guy, you know, in the lecture. The guy
yeah, he doesn't believe
how,
in inspiration.
Yeah, there's no such thing as inspiration. There's just doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I sort of half agree with and half don't.
Yeah.
Well, here's
a good experiment yeah. for it. So yeah, the shortest month of the year. February.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
yeah. And we're 1 day in already.
Not sure why they chose that, but yeah. we're in. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got 27 days to go.
So there's three of us.
Yeah.
And there's 10 songs to be written.
Yep.
That's correct.
How should we divide the workload?
So the thoughts regarding this are as follows.
Mm.
That we're going to split it into a week-by-week process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that we're not all just, you know, writing a few songs each and then recording them and then putting them all together at the end. We want this to be a collaborative process. The idea is, in the first week, to all come up with kind of three ideas,
yep.
some kind of idea. So that could be a musical idea, it could be a lyrical idea, it could be a title, or any kind of mixture of the three.
Mm.
At the end of the first week, we'll all keep hold of one of those three ideas and then pass on the other two to each other. So I would hold on to one of my ideas, then give one of them to Michael, one of them to Ollie.
Mm. Yep. We'd do the same.
You'd do the
pass
same.
On to you.
Then in the following week, we would all work on those ideas that we'd been given. So I'd be working on one of Ollie's, one of Michael's, and the one that I'd kept hold of. Turn that into a kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
Pass them on. Mm, and the final week is kind of tweaking, mastering, producing the
Well, that's,
final
that's week
songs
three.
Been given. Oh, sorry, week three.
Week
yeah,
three
yeah.
is where we master
yeah,
them.
Yeah. And of course, that will... So by the end of week three, we'll essentially have 9... finished songs.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Mm. Yeah. And then in the final week, I kind of guess a bit of polishing, but also then coming together to all
write
a song together.
Write one song in a sort of jam format, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And that's gonna that'll be the 10 songs.
10 songs.
In a month.
In the bag.
Cool.
It'll be interesting to listen back to this. This kind of before any of it's kind of taken any shape.
Yeah.
And see where it's come to.
So it's day 2 of February. Have you guys done anything yet?
I have not done anything yet. Although I just went home and I brought back a violin with me.
Oh yeah.
Which I don't know how to play, but I'm going to just sort of work out.
Yeah.
Just have sort of long notes. Because I can probably do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, mine might have a little violin in there, which is always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
But I mean, I haven't done anything yet. I haven't sat down, haven't really been playing much recently, so they're going to be the ideas will be, you know, they will be born out of this week.
Hmm.
Fresh. Cool.
I've had kind of one solid idea, which I think I'm going to give to you, Ollie.
Oh, great.
Which is I've got a title and a little piano idea.
Hmm.
So that's the only thing that's kind of really taken form. Other than that, I've had sort of a few.
Haven't I got some lyrics and a
few, you've got a lyric and then kind of the kind of genesis of an idea.
What like a musical
It's an idea
phrase.
Of an idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it a concrete musical
of.
Phrase? Or
it's
is it
not
a,
concrete yet, no.
It's a word idea.
No, it is musical.
Okay.
But, yeah, yeah.
You need to
It needs fleshing.
It. Yeah, it needs
yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Mm. What about you, Ollie? Have you got anything?
I got a couple of things. Well, I did three things because we were talking about it on the way home. So I just went straight to my room and just did some stuff.
Mm.
One of them, I just straight up ripped off the Herbie Hancock song Butterfly and only realized that like 3 days ago.
Right.
Which wasn't great.
Three days ago? That's January.
Yeah. Because we spoke about it on like the 28th.
Okay.
And so I just went down and I wrote an idea just because.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
But I've been fleshing it out over the last couple of days.
Okay.
You know.
Having realized that, are you going to change it or are you going to?
I might just keep it as mine and then see if I can change it at all. It's fine. It's just a dumb slow jam. I found a really cool. Anyway. But I've also got. I've been listening to a bunch of Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Recently. Steely Dan's great. But I've been trying to. I did a sort of a pastiche set of lyrics.
Okay. A Steely Dan pastiche.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to give that to Michael.
Okay. Nice.
And then I've got a cool little guitar riff I was going to give to you, Tom.
Very good.
And then that's me. So yeah, it's all kind of.
The interesting thing is going to be because we've all got very different tastes, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Although they all kind of cross over.
Yeah.
Some kind of. It's almost like, yeah, there's a kind of Venn diagram thing going over.
Yeah.
And there's probably no one thing that all three of us like.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe two of us might.
Yeah, then, yeah.
But I think what our main sort of creative stuff is kind of solely our own, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the stuff that I come up with is not what you're into, and the stuff you come up with might not be what we're into, and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be a real crossover.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know.
Yeah, and I think we could end up with a situation where it's like not cohesive at all, and each song is completely different. And in a sense, that could be the thread. That could be the through line. That the lack of cohesion might be what makes it
cohesive.
A cohesive piece. Yeah. Which I find quite interesting.
Yeah. In terms of what you guys are thinking about doing and doing so far, does it have a sort of basis in anything? Like is there a style or a form that you're kind of thinking of when you're writing?
Because
mine's straight funk.
Really?
I can say mine's not straight funk.
Yeah.
That's what I know about mine.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to describe. How would you? Because you've heard the piano thing that I'm going to be sending Ollie.
Yeah. Like, I'm not really sure how you describe it.
No. I mean, it wouldn't be entirely.
I mean, you could definitely try. You
know? Like,
how would you describe it?
It wouldn't be out of place as a section. In a prog song,
yeah,
but then nothing would be really. You could have anything as a section in a prog song, couldn't you?
If I would say, I'd say it's sort of a prog piano phrase.
But like not. I mean, it's in fours.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm toying with sending you the most complex time signature.
No, don't send me that thing.
Guitar riff ever.
Don't send me that thing.
I might do. And so you just try and work that out.
Have a go.
Try and work that one out, please.
Yeah. So I've got that, yeah. And I haven't really got a direction in terms of like theme or.
I mean, what would be your strengths musically?
I'm not really a lyrics man.
Okay,
that's one thing.
That's a good strength.
Which I'm not. Right. strengths wise. I can play a few instruments.
Yeah.
So, you know, a range of sounds might be.
Yeah.
Don't know, really. I'll find out. I'll find out if I have any. Or if it's just weaknesses.
I mean, you've got a musical background.
Mm.
What have you been playing in your musical background? Like, what's... If you were a part of a five-piece band, where would you be sitting?
Well, I'm classically trained.
Hmm.
Classically trained, you know, on the piano and the clarinet.
Yeah.
And then from the age of 16, you know, picked up the acoustic guitar, and then that's kind of where I've gone, is like the kind of singer-songwriter, you know, acoustic guitar sort of thing.
Mm.
In a five-piece, I'd probably be like either rhythm guitar player, maybe singer.
Yeah.
If there was no one better.
So you're a front man?
Maybe.
So that's kind of, that style and panache.
I wouldn't say panache.
Would you say style?
I'm not like, you know, like a rock front man. It's more like a sort of quiet front man.
Hippie band front man.
Sort of shoegazing, maybe.
Shoegazing
front man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you, Tom?
So my musical background is, so started off on trumpet a very long time ago, and kind of singing, but I only started doing like that classically, I don't know, when I was maybe 13. And then I kind of play a little bit of piano, but it's only really simple chords and stuff like that. So I think probably my biggest weakness is performance on an instrument that can be the bass for a piece, which is why I end up doing weird things like having trumpet bells and vocals, because I'm not very good at, you know, your bass pieces guitar and piano.
So like we both play guitar, which is like a classic.
You
write the chords on the guitar and you sing it. But you don't
like, it's
like
pretty unusual to have a song that's trumpet and singing. And that's it. It's usually piano and voice, or guitar and voice, and then, you know, the other stuff is kind of it's like the flowery stuff on top, but you've got the kind of carpet of piano and guitar, which I'm weakest at performing on those. So I think that's my weakness, performance on like staple instruments.
What about you, Ollie?
I started my music as a euphonium player. Which is the best and also the worst place to be, because they just stick you in the band and you get the notes no one else wants. Like, that's the best way to characterize
the notes no one else wants.
Yeah, because you've got the range to kind of do the bass stuff, and you've got the range to kind of do some more sort of trebly stuff as well. So I have spent my whole life as kind of in linchpin positions. So I like the bass, and I like drums, and I like those, and I like playing rhythm guitar in the sort of way which I am quite happy to spend an entire song playing one note again and again and again.
Yeah.
As long as it's the bit that keeps the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Like a really good example of that is what's that? When I had you to myself. I want you back. That's the one. And I want you back. The guitar part is for 3.5 minutes.
Sure, yeah.
Which without a pick sucks more than anything. So what I like is I like being in those positions. I like the guy who's on the chords, and I like that. So I'm a big fan of structure.
Sure.
So, really?
That's interesting that you say that, because often...
I might give you something that's really sort
really
of non-structured.
A-structural.
Yeah, I might give you a set of...
structure the heck out of it.
I'm going to give you a written set of instructions. Actually, that is structured.
That is super structured.
I'll work it out.
Even more structured.
Yeah, then that's just a song.
No, the unstructured would be just you humming in the bar.
Yeah. I might just sort of hum for a minute. Yeah. And then add some sort of whistling, and then just sort of add like... and then just
hold the cat up to the mic or something.
But that makes me want to ask a question. Would you like me to give you guys some structure? Would you prefer a riff, or would you prefer I kind of do bass and drums for a thing?
What I would prefer is to receive something that I've had absolutely no input into.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm reluctant to give you any instruction at all, because I want to receive something that is so entirely you.
Mm.
And then I have to do something with that. I find an interesting idea.
Like, the thing about these first pieces is it's just about responding to them.
Mm.
They're a stimulus. So we can take the piece, and then we can do it in our own way. We could take the piece and go, this is, I don't want to use any of this, and do something else with it.
Sure.
As long as you're kind of responding.
It'd be very insulting.
Yeah, but as long as you kind of respond to it creatively.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't have to use any of the structure, say. So if I were to write, you know, two choruses and, you know, two verses and a chorus, you could use one of them.
Yeah.
Or you could use the half of one, or you could just take a bit out of it, and you can find what to do with it, basically.
Sure. Or if I were to give you something, like if I were to give you this piano riff, you may end up ditching the piano riff and playing it on guitar or some other kind of instrument. And I like that idea.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah.
Cool.
I just use the word groovy unironically, which happens more often than I'd like to admit.
Yeah.
Are we good? Any more business?
No.
I don't think so.
All right then. That was the first week. Awesome.
RPM.
11 out of 10.
RPM challenge.
Rip 'em.
Done.
Done, baby. You've been listening to The RPM Show, which was a burst.co.uk production.